We are back inside the cave. We've got Coach Matt Cohn on the air with us. Good morning, Coach Matt Cohn.
Hey, good morning, Coach. How you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing okay. We're hanging in here. You know, we're facing some adversity here in the studio this morning, but we're lining up and just playing the next play.
I love it. Love the analogy.
So, week one on the road at Olivet Nazarene. Not the outcome you would have hoped for. And a tough 20-17 loss against 10th-ranked Olivet Nazarene. You know, looking at some things about the game, definitely a solid defensive effort by the Saints.
It was, you know, played well at times. Not quite sure, you know, after evaluating the film, if we played well enough to win the game. Had some bright spots, though. Certainly for the first game on the road against an outstanding opponent, probably one of the better offenses and defenses that we'll see all year. You know, talking with their coach, who I've become pretty good friends with prior to the game, he made the comment, he likened this game to open it up with a playoff game. And that kind of meant a lot to me, as they were a playoff team last year, finishing the season undefeated. And that's kind of how the game shook out. A really close nip-tuck battle came down to the final drive.
And, you know, one of your defensive standouts on the day, Cole Merlin, breaking the school record of 19 tackles with 22 tackles in the first game. Just a tackling machine all over the field for you on Saturday.
He is, you know, he never wants to come off the field. You know, if we let him play both ways, he would certainly do that. He's on all the special teams. He's our gunner on punt. He downed two punts inside the 5-yard line. You know, a little stat that's not going to show up on your box score.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great football player and wants to be in all the time, and had a great game.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, certainly I know you're counting on him to be one of your defensive leaders this year. Maybe some other guys, Coach, that stood out for you defensively on Saturday?
Yeah, certainly. We were able to generate a couple turnovers. Our free safety, Gabe Callery, had a big interception. As they were driving a little bit, returned it around 30 yards, and then unfortunately at the end of that run, coughed it up and gave it right back.
Oh, man.
So that was something that you know, could have turned the tide of the game, but of course a big turnover. One of our outside linebackers, Daniil Lowe, also had an interception that set up our second touchdown, returned that pick down inside their 10-yard line. So that was huge. And, you know, we got to be able to continue to do that, force turnovers, and then offensively take care of the football. You know, we did not turn the ball over on Saturday. Certainly could have played better on offense, but it was nice to see particularly a young quarterback in his very first start do a good job managing the game and taking care of the football.
Mm-hmm. Well, and moving to that offensive side of the ball, Coach, you got out to a quick lead, great kickoff return, followed by a couple plays later, a nice touchdown pass, and the Saints are up 7-0.
It was just great execution on the play, you know. Great execution by Hayden, our quarterback, and one of our receivers, Eric Williams, kind of drew the look we thought we were going to draw and had a little play-action pass, and we're able to catch Eric one-on-one down the field, and Hayden put it up where Eric was going to catch it or no one was going to catch it. And fortunately, Eric came down with it. So it was a big play, great way to get the game going.
Well, always great to get off to a quick start, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Looked like maybe some special teams difficulties. You had the great kickoff return, but then had a punt blocked a little bit later. You know, I'm sure that's one of those things that you'll want to shore up before your next game, get those special teams tightened up.
It was. And, you know, that was disappointing to see, you know, particularly early on in the season. You know, you got to win the special teams battle. And we just didn't do that on Saturday. As you mentioned, had a punt block, which set up their only touchdown of the first half, gave them a short field to operate on. It was a point of the game where we kind of had some momentum after scoring on our first score and then getting a nice three and out. It would have been nice to get the ball back immediately. So that was unfortunate. We also had a kickoff that we returned for a touchdown. That was called back due to a holding penalty. So, you know, that's a big 14-point swing right there if we're able to just execute on two plays. So, you know, we're working hard at that, obviously, making sure those types of things don't happen again to us and we can have those big plays in the kicking game.
Well, and you know, we mentioned a little bit earlier, you did have the opening kickoff of the game, which was a big play for you. You know, and you know as well as I do that those opportunities can be difference makers, especially in games against a quality opponent like Olivet Nazarene.
Oh, for sure. You know, when you're on the road against a very good playoff caliber team, a nationally ranked team, that hidden yardage is just huge. And being able to start drives at midfield or just on their side of the 50 is huge. You know, you mentioned we played very well on defense, and we've got some veteran guys on that side of the ball. And when we make offenses drive on us, when we make them start their drives inside their 20 or inside their 25, it's very challenging for offenses to move the ball down the field on us. So we understand that as coaches, we're going to do things to use that to our strength. You know, there were times when we punted the ball on fourth and medium and around midfield at around that 45, knowing that, you know, the strength of our team does lie in our defense. And, you know, I mentioned Cole Merlin was able to down two punts inside the five, to which we're able to get the ball right back again with a fresh set of downs, pretty much where we punted the ball at. So, That has to continue to play a role in our strategy and how we go about winning games.
Coach, good morning. So I would say I want to get to week two, but it was extremely exciting for me to watch the first game. I got to see some new faces, especially me having some friends on the team still. And I was excited to see players like KK and Hayden and everybody. I think Jalen Williams at the corner position. I think they played decently. So could you tell me what are some things that you have to focus on for week two with St. Xavier on the Saturday, on September 18th? Just some, you know, things you guys got to focus on for them, what they're good at.
Absolutely. You know, they're going to throw the ball a lot against us, you know, in their first game against a nationally ranked Division II team. They played my alma mater, actually, University of Indianapolis, and we're able to look at that tape here the past couple days. They're going to throw the ball. You know, they dropped back 50 times against UIndy, so it'll be similar to what we saw from Olivet. You know, we were able to stop the run inside with some of those veteran defensive linemen we have. Kind of out-physicaled them a little bit at the point of attack in the run game. And I imagine that'll be the same with St. X. They're going to see that, and they're going to try and throw the ball a little bit on us. So from a defensive standpoint, it'll be a similar again, like Olivet. Olivet got in and out of a lot of different fronts on us. They were in an odd front at times, an even front, and then got an eagle front at times. So we just need to have better communication with our offensive line and with our run game, making sure our assignments are shown up when we see those different fronts. So I imagine it'll be similar in terms of a scheme and a game plan type of deal, but just different people, you know. And that's what we're trying to determine as we go through the film analysis is just the quality of the opponent. And before the season started, St. X was a team that was some national ranking clout. So they're a good football team. We're going to have to be prepared and spend this week just getting better at what we do. You know, we're fortunate to have a little bye week here. We can rest up before St. X comes to town. And our first couple practices of the week haven't been so much a game plan type of thing for St. X. It's more fixing some mistakes that we made, fixing our technique and our fundamentals. So we're able to execute better on game day.
Morning, Coach. It's Ian.
Hey, morning.
Hey, yeah, I've been running around with our engineer on the phone trying to fix some things. So kind of in on the tail end here, but just looking at the box score and reading about what Cole was able to do, 22 tackles, a school record. To me, that's fantastic. And you know, it sounded like you were just a couple plays away from pulling off a huge upset. And, you know, I think you can only, you know, take away good things from that game and look forward to your bye week. And then, like you said, on to St. X.
Absolutely. You know, we're taking a ton of positivity away from this game. Certainly, we're all disappointed we didn't win the game. You know, we're a group of competitors. We want to win. We prepared very hard for the game and just came up a little short. But, you know, battled to the very end, the very last drive. We had a number of starters, including our starting quarterback, that we found out on Tuesday of game week was going to be unable to play due to some COVID protocols. And I was just so proud of our team. No one really made an excuse, batted an eye. It was the next man up type of mentality. And we went out there and fought our tails off. And if we can do that on the road, in a hostile environment against a nationally ranked opponent, there's a lot of positive takeaways from that game. And then, you know, showing the film to our players and our coaches and showing them that, hey, guys, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't play very well. There were a lot of plays that were left out on the field. And if we can sew these things up, you know, these three-point losses will vanish real quick.
Well, Matt, I want to take a minute to say thanks for being on with us today. We look forward to continued conversations about the Saints throughout the season. And just a little heads up, next Monday morning, we're going to have the elder Coach Cone on Inside the Cave to talk a little bit about Coach Calhoun and his special ceremony coming up next week. Not next, the day of your game against St. Xavier. How's that?
Oh, that's great. Best of luck talking to that guy. Hope you have about a 10-second delay on the program for that conversation.
Well, I think he might actually come in studio, so we'll just throw an elbow, you know, or something.
There you go. But I mean, what a great topic to talk about in Coach Calhoun. You know, I was fortunate enough to be coached by Coach Calhoun, and there's no question that, you know, I was able to be a college quarterback because of the coaching I received from Coach. Just an unbelievable coach, talked me so much about the game, just from fundamentals to X's and O's, and what a legacy he's left behind. With all the coaches and the players that have chosen a career in football because of the great experience they had with Coach Calhoun.
Yeah, well said, Matt, and I wholeheartedly agree. Well, again, thanks for being with us this morning, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a good day. Take care. Coach Matt Cone of the Siena Heights Saints with us.